lamppost. The pillar of iron with the lantern on top was called a lamppost. I recall it now.
Yes, so do I now that you mention it. These branches feel a lot
like coats, if you ask me.
They are coats, Peter.
Don't push,
Lucy.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time seeing.
There's a door up ahead.
Is it?
It must be. It's the wardrobe door. We're back. We're back.
Will you children please be quiet? I'm giving a tour of the house. The professor will hear about it if you don't behave.
Yes, Mrs. MacReady.
And that would have been the very end of the story if it hadn't been that they felt they really must explain to the professor why four of the coats out of his wardrobe were missing. And the professor, who was a very remarkable man, didn't tell them not to be silly or not to tell lies, but believed the whole story.
No, I don't think it would be any good trying to go back through the wardrobe door to get the coats. You won't get into Narnia again by that route. Indeed, don't try to get there at all. It'll happen when you're not looking for it. Keep your eyes open.
And that is the very end of the adventure in the wardrobe. But it was only the beginning of the adventures in Narnia.
It all began with a picture of a faun carrying an umbrella and parcels in a snowy wood, Jack Lewis said about The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. It was a picture he'd had in his mind from the age of 16. Then, when he was 40, he decided to make a story out of it. He confessed that at first he wasn't sure where the story would go, but then suddenly Aslan came bounding in. Jack was never sure why. He said that at the time he'd been dreaming about lions a lot for some reason. Whatever the reason, and wherever the inspiration came from, the world was happily treated to the 7 Chronicles of Narnia as a result. I hope you've enjoyed this dramatic retelling, and I invite you to join us again for more stories from this wonderful series. I'm Doug Gresham. The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis was dramatized and directed by Paul McCusker. Sound design was by Mark Drury. Our producer was Dave Arnold. Music was composed and orchestrated by John Campbell. Our cast included Paul Schofield as the storyteller, David Suchet as Aslan, Elizabeth Council as the White Witch, Freddie Finlay as Peter, Catherine Suchet as Susan, Matthew White as Edmund, and Elizabeth Eaton as Lucy. Our cast also included the multi-voice talents of Timothy Bateson, Robert Benfield, Nick Burnell, Sally Ann Burnett, Katie Glassborough, Peter Goodright, Dillis Hamlet, Polly March, Peter Morton, Audrey Palmer, Philip Sherlock, David Simeon, Frank Topping, and John Woodnutt. Focus on the Family Radio Theatre is a production of Focus on the Family. Thank you for listening.